This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
Don't say the name of the show.
Learning University.
The Santa Maria.
It's the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
How much wood could the Vice President chuck if the Vice President could chuck wood? That's the question for the day.
Okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR. I'm Tim Wildman, and it's Trivia Friday. It's hard to believe it's Friday again already. But joining me in studio to ask the questions and answer the questions is, would be proper verb for two people. Walker Wildman. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You're sitting in for Professor
Ed.
Professor Ed Vitagliano.
That's right. Ed's on vacation this week.
Yeah, he sure is. J.J. Jasper, good morning, Professor Jasper.
Good morning. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
How's that?
It's here. It's just days away. A lot of excitement in the air.
Got all your shopping done, everything?
Getting real close.
Do you do shopping?
I do a little bit.
A little bit.
My wife does 98% of the shopping.
Right.
I'm as surprised as the children are on Christmas morning.
Yeah. Don't you like it when people come up to you and say, thank you. Thank you, JJ, for getting me this. And then you have no idea what
you... Thank you, Uncle JJ.
Yeah,
that's right.
You have no idea what you got them. Well, you're welcome.
Well, we wanted to get the just right personalized present for you.
And then you go over and say, honey, do we pay that much for that? For them? I don't know if they're worth that or not. All right, here's what we do here on Trivia Friday. We also call this...
Learning University.
Learning University's on the air. We're going to ask three questions each, and then we're going to ask you to call in and answer a question, and ask us a trivia question. Don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Don't call. And we know who you are. We have, ways to know. Right, JJ?
Yeah, absolutely.
We use FBI, CIA, NSA, FCC. There are a lot of different three-letter things that we use to determine whether people are
FCA.
People are trying to beat the system. We have a 4 week waiting period between times on the air because we like to have give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. So don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Otherwise, here's the phone number, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 is the phone number. Now, I got that out of the way. I've got a live cowbell, so no need to play the... Okay, so anyway, as you know, if you listen to Trivia Friday every week, or much at all, you know that we have a sound that we use for the mystery question. If the mystery question is answered correctly, you will hear this sound. That's a beloved cowbell, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, I hope you recognize what that is. I want to thank the McMillan family from Carbondale, Kansas, for sending me this.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I just came in the mail one day. I've never been mailed a cowbell before. Have you?
No.
Walker, have you ever been mailed a cowbell?
Never.
Yeah, I just wonder if the... There you go again. I just wonder if the mailman or the, you know, if they... You know,
wondered about that.
Yeah, shook the box and wondered what was in there. Why is somebody mailing a cowbell? Anyway... So if you hear the cowbell, that means you've won yourself a T-shirt, an AFR Trivia Friday T-shirt, which I am now holding up. Walker, are we on the internet?
We are. We're live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. You can go there, watch the show, and see the T-shirts.
I'm holding the number.
On Facebook.
For those
and
watching
YouTube.
On Facebook, I'm holding the T-shirt up. Well, JJ is too right now, right, JJ?
Hey, absolutely. Hey, and speaking of watching and listening, we've got a studio audience. We want to say hi to Doug and Karen from Mason City, Iowa, I believe. And
Mason City, Iowa. They're on their way to L.A. And you might say, why are they going to California through Mississippi from Iowa? They're not. They're going to
Lower Alabama.
They're going to Lower Alabama. Family down in Lower Alabama. So the Campbells are with us from Mason City, Iowa. And they thought they were coming down to some sunshine and warm weather, but I don't know what's happening down here. It's global cooling going on or something. But anyway, Thank you for dropping by and supporting our ministry. All right, so let's do this. Let's ask our questions, and then let's get to the phones. Walker, go ahead. You lead the way.
All right, a couple Christmas movie questions, and then if we get these answered, I'll move on to different topics. But starting off here in the movie Home Alone 2, how much does...
Home Alone 2?
In the movie Home Alone 2.
Okay.
How much does Kevin pay for his hotel room? So if you've watched this movie multiple times, you'll know the answer to this in the movie Home Alone 2. How much does Kevin pay for his hotel room? Moving on here, name the department store that is in Miracle on 34th Street, the movie.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Okay, go ahead. I think you just took one of JJ's questions, but that's okay. JJ will come
no,
up with
that's
another
fine.
One. Okay.
Don't
Are
worry
you
about
sure,
that.
JJ? No resentment there? No.
No.
Okay.
That's what happens when you go first.
Okay,
you
go ahead.
Everybody
that's
else's
right.
That's
yeah.
true.
Right.
Go
yeah.
first, you get left behind.
All right, last question. In the movie A Christmas Story, how many times does Ralphie say that he wants a Red Ryder BB gun?
Enough to get on your nerves, I know that. You know,
that's a good hint.
Like 5 or 6 times, I think he asked it.
All right, here's what I've got. First question, who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life? Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
Second, if you don't know that.
Well, start out kind of easy.
Yeah, that's a 1 on a scale of 1 to 10.
Although, difficult. I have a little Christmas game that I play at Christmas banquets, and one of the first questions, I have everybody stand up, and then you start to eliminate people and say the first question, sit down if you've never watched It's a Wonderful Life, and every single time, 2 or 3 people sit down.
Oh, is that right?
Second question is sit down if you've ever bought your wife an appliance for Christmas. Boy, we lose a lot of men with that question. And we work our way down to if there's still 3 or 4 people standing, sit down if you've ever re-gifted someone. And everybody but a real sweet little lady who just pure as a driven snow, you know, she'll still be standing, but everybody else is wiped out. But, yeah, so there are people out there that haven't watched. Incredibly, they have not watched It's a Wonderful Life. Mm-hmm. All right, so who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life? Second question, what is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's partner from A Christmas Carol? His business partner, Ebenezer Scrooge's business partner, what was his name? Third question, true or false, it's not a Christmas question, the name Wendy was completely made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded person named Wendy before the book was written. Is that true or false? Is that clear? So they just made the name Wendy up when they wrote the book.
Right.
Yeah.
And before the book was written, there was never a recorded person named Wendy ever in history. True or false?
Everyone knows it's Wendy. You can Google that, Walker, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Y'all never heard that song? Everyone knows it's Wendy?
I might have missed that one.
Okay. Type it in. All right, here are my 3 questions. What inside corn makes it pop? What is it inside corn that makes it pop? Number 2. All right, I will take a ballpark figure to answer this question. You don't have to be exactly, okay? But how many breaths does the average person take in a day? How many breaths does an average person take in a day? And number 3, from the Bible, in what 3 languages did Pilate write, "This is the King of the Jews"?
Good question.
What 3 languages did Pilate write above Jesus when he was on the cross? This is the King of the Jews. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. You can watch the show on Facebook or YouTube. Just type in today's issues. All right, Walker, let's get started.
Mark in Virginia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Doing well. What part of Virginia are you calling from?
Central.
Okay. Will you ask, answer, or both?
Both, please.
All right, which one you want to answer?
The George Bailey one, please.
All right, here's the question, Mark. Who played George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life?
That was James Stewart.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
James Stewart.
Good job.
Jimmy Stewart.
Way to start us out there, Mark.
That was probably he was a world-famous movie actor back in the 50s, maybe the 40s, too. I don't know. But what other movie made him gain acclaim, Mark? Do you know?
Are you talking about Mr. Smith Goes to Washington?
Yeah, I am talking about that
That's
movie.
That's a classic.
Mr. Smith Goes to Washington
and
It's a Wonderful Life.
And he was in some Westerns, and he was a bomber pilot, a for-real bomber pilot in World War II.
Yeah, and you do a little Jimmy Stewart, don't you, there?
Not when my voice is so scratchy. I'm going to pass.
You can do it, though.
Yeah,
you can do it. I like it when you do the Jimmy Stewart, Mr. Haney hybrid.
Right. Right.
That cracks me
that's
up.
That's early in the morning.
Huh?
That's right.
You ought to hear JJ get to go on with that. He goes back and forth between Mr. Haney and Jimmy Stewart. When he orders breakfast at Hardee's doing that.
That's right. That's right. Hey, Mark,
can you do Arnold the pig?
Yeah, and Arnold. That's right. Mr. Miss Douglas and Arnold.
He is now getting his voice back.
Hey, Mark, way to start us out, answering correctly. What's your question for us?
Okay, what was the name of Franklin Roosevelt's famous Scottish Terrier dog that lived in the White House?
What was the name of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, for three terms, almost four, three and a half?
I can see that little dog.
What was the name of his? He had a what kind of terrier?
Scottish Terrier.
With all the whiskers.
Scottish Terrier.
You know.
Wow. Do you know Walker?
No.
You know your presidential dog history?
I know presidents. I don't know dogs.
The nickname of the dog was Build That Wall. But that was kind of prophetic.
Build That
Wall.
No. We don't know.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I don't know that one.
But I don't remember.
Okay, so it was Falla. F-A-L-L-A.
Falla. Was that short for something?
No.
Like Falladonna or something like that? Huh?
Mark, how did you know that?
Yeah, how'd you know that, Mark?
I've seen the old films on it.
Falla.
That
here, Falla.
MGM made.
Come here, girl. Falla. Huh?
Well,
I'm just
boy.
Trying to see how that does right. flow.
Right.
Falla. You need a two-syllable. You got a two-syllable.
Mark, the boy had a little dog, and he was calling him saying, come here, Ben-Hur. And his neighbor said, that's an interesting name for a dog. Said, how'd y'all come up with Ben-Hur? Said, well, we named him plain old Ben, and then we found out he was a she.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Appreciate you calling, brother. Merry Christmas to you. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Where we go next, Walker?
Yeah, we're going to go to the Sooner State and talk to Mike in Oklahoma. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Mike,
good day today.
Thanks for calling, brother. Where are you calling from?
From Oklahoma.
Yeah, I got that. I'm just asking what area?
What Oak town? City, Northern, around Bartlesville. Mm-hmm.
What's the street number? No, I'm just teasing. All right, Mike, brother, from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Let's try both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Okay, let's do the Scrooge's business partner.
All right. What is the name of Ebenezer Scrooge's business partner from A Christmas Carol?
I believe that was Jacob Marley.
Nicely done.
All right. Jacob Marley.
Yes, sir.
All right. Jacob Marley is the answer. Now, that's when was that movie made, by the way? You know? JJ, about 1 year?
Probably 40s or 50s, I don't know, way back then, but what a classic. You know, anybody that's ever watched that, you know. And then it's become, it's entered into our lexicon. If somebody's tight, you call them a Scrooge.
Yeah.
Or if they're, you know, yes. if they're just got a bad attitude.
Yeah, call them a Scrooge.
Right.
All right, what's your question for us, Brother Mike?
Okay, I got a good history question for
all
you.
All right.
What did President Andrew Jackson do on Christmas 1868 that helped heal the nation? Pretty big movie.
Okay,
mate.
The question is, what did President Andrew Jackson do in 1868 to help heal the country?
Johnson.
Pardon me?
Andrew Johnson.
Andrew Johnson do.
Yeah, he was president after Lincoln, 1868.
Okay, obviously you're talking something related to the Civil War. which ended in 65, if you're saying it helped heal the country.
Emancipation Proclamation. Mm-hmm.
No, that would have been Abraham Lincoln. I'm thinking something.
Is it something to do with the widows and the orphans, or just absolving? Something to do with receiving the Confederate states with open arms?
There you're getting close.
Yeah, it was like something. Yeah, go ahead. It has something to do with Reconstruction, I think, or something.
Okay. He granted unconditional blanket amnesty to all former Confederates.
Unconditional blanket amnesty to all former Confederates. You're right. And that would have, you're right, that was an action taken by the president then to heal the country after the Civil War. That's a great question.
I think I saw that in one of Bill O'Reilly's Civil War.
Killing Lincoln?
On Fox, they were like turning some of his books into movies with a special. And I remember how incredible that was. What an act of unconditional love and healing. Good. Good history lesson there,
all right.
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay.
Merry
Have
Christmas.
A good
one,
guys.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
You too. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University. And again, I have a live cowbell today, as you can tell there. And again, I want to thank the McMillans in Carbondale, Kansas for sending me that so I can annoy all you people for another hour or so. I'm just going to pull this out and start ringing it.
Well, and interestingly enough, in an oxymoron way, that is a cow bell, but there's a chicken painted on the cow. You'd have to be a pretty stout chicken to wear that around your neck to let people know in the farm, in the barnyard, where the chicken
is. Chicken's
coming
from?
Yeah, where's the chicken? Oh, I hear him. He's in the back, on the back
chicken
40.
Bell. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's a chicken painted on the cowbell.
On the cowbell.
Yeah.
So. Little irony there.
All right, let's
go. Oxymoron.
Back to the phones, Walker.
Yeah, we're going to stay in our home state of Mississippi here and talk to Haywood. Haywood, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning, professors, and Merry Christmas.
Merry
Same
Christmas.
Same to you, Haywood.
Yeah, glad to have you on.
Thank you, brother. We like your zeal and excitement
That's
for life today.
Oh, well, I've been with you for 25 years.
There you go.
I just get excited every time I cut the radio on.
Well, we're right.
Appreciate
rubbing
that.
Off on you.
Hey,
Haywood,
if you need to borrow my truck to get my Christmas present, I'm okay with that. And if the truck's not big enough, I got a trailer, too.
Okay, well, I got a 53-foot trailer. I can handle 80,000 pounds. I believe I can handle it.
You can, no matter how big a coal you get, that'll haul it, won't it?
That is correct.
Hey,
we haul it.
Ask, answer, or do both, sir?
I would like to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The languages.
Yes, okay. From the Bible, this is question. I'd say a degree of difficulty here is probably a 6 or so on a scale of 1 to 10. It's not an easy question. The question that Haywood's going to answer is this. In what 3 languages did Pilate write, "This is the King of the Jews"? Haywood?
I'm going to believe it was Greek, Latin, and Hebrew.
Yes, Greek, Latin, and Hebrew.
Where's the bell?
I was thinking Aramaic.
Well, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and you would think that would be on there. But apparently it wasn't as a popular language as Greek, Hebrew, and Latin.
Obviously Hebrew is one of the oldest languages in the world,
That's right.
In Greek, I don't know when. I don't know what came first, Greek or Latin. I'm not sure, but I would have said had I just answered that, I would have. You think Aramaic? Wouldn't you?
I was thinking that. Yeah, I was trying to guess the 3.
But Haywood is right.
Yeah,
Pilate wrote in Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. So good answer.
Well done.
Absolutely.
And then the Herod or whoever it was said, "Hey, just cross out that part about him being the King of the Jews." Put on there that he says he's the King of the Jews. Mm-hmm. He was offended by that, and they said, no, it is what it is. We're leaving it like
it
is.
That's right. They would not change it.
I like that.
Wow.
All right, Brother Haywood, what's your question for us?
Well, it's not so much of a question, but I was listening a couple of weeks ago, and you were speaking of popular pastors, J. Vernon McGee and Adrian Rogers and several others and Charles Stanley. Listen. You know, it was things that famous pastors and theologians like to use while they were speaking. and y'all couldn't remember what Adrian Rogers used. And I would like to tell you.
Okay. Go ahead.
His favorite term was dear friend.
Yes, it was. That's good,
dear
Haywood.
Dear friend.
Yeah, see, I was trying to remember those. Every pastor almost has popular Bible teacher has an expression they use.
A crutch or a catchphrase.
Catchphrase. And Charles Stanley always says, listen, listen, listen. And But I couldn't remember what Adrian Rogers said. He says, dear friend, right?
Yes, dear friend. I was a huge fan of his. I was in Iraq in 05, and I came home, and somebody told me that he had passed away in 05. And I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Amen.
He was a great man of God.
Great man of God.
He was. Never been one preacher quite like Adrian Rogers. With his, he had the gift of simplicity and taking. Yes. But he also had that baritone voice that sounded like, you know, he was. If anybody could claim they're speaking for God,
right?
Adrian Rogers, you know,
right?
God gave him that voice.
Yes.
So anyway,
he was not politically correct, and he did not fear anything anybody said about him because he preached straight from the Word of God,
Amen.
And he was fantastic.
Amen. Hey, Haywood, I'll tell you something that's while we're on this subject, it's real personal and remarkable to me. In our hallway here on the campus of AFA and AFR, someone has taken Adrian Rogers' Bible, his personal Bible, and one of the pages is torn out, and it's got his little things that he's written in the margins.
No, his ministry sent that to us.
Is that,
yeah, Love Worth Finding. They sent because we air his radio program.
And it's framed. It's framed, yeah. But it's a page out of his
personal Bible.
And just like you or me, we'd write a little something in the margin. He's got the margin just filled up with notes, and he's got something kind of highlighted in yellow, something highlighted in orange. And just to sit and read where he was scratching down what the Lord was speaking to him.
Amen.
Very, very moving.
All right. Thank you, Haywood. Appreciate it, brother.
I look forward to coming and visiting with y'all the next share-a-thon or whatever you have.
Yes.
I want to volunteer. I've wanted to for years, but this year I'm going to make it a point to be there.
That's awesome. Email us here at comments@afr.net. We've already got the date set for our share-a-thon in April. And you can come help us then, brother.
Come see us, buddy.
Thank you very much. All right. We're going to take our break just a minute or so early and come back and get back to our questions and answers here on Trivia Friday.
Record amount of travel this year, flying and driving. A guy in the airport, he saw a mistletoe hanging where you set your luggage to get it weighed and thought that was odd and asked the clerk, hey, what's with the mistletoe? The clerk said, it's so you can kiss your luggage goodbye.
All right. Hey, we'll be back in a couple minutes with more of a Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll repeat our questions and ask some new ones.
On the next Today's Issues.
Walker Wildman is handling our Facebook presence in the world.
Yeah, if you have a Facebook account, just type in Today's Issues in your search bar, and then our page will pop up. And you can watch the show there every day, or you can view all the articles that we talk about.
Right, but you can also be our friend.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio and on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, Stephen McDowell has been a personal friend of mine for a couple of decades now. He is one of the best historians I know. He is president of the Providence Foundation, and no one documents early American history, especially the Christian aspect of early American history, better than my friend Stephen McDowell. He is going with us on our spiritual heritage tours, and he'll be talking all along the way and answering questions, and you're going to enjoy spending time with him if you're able to go with us in June or September. Again, we're going to Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon, And we're also going on a separate trip to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown. So if you'd like to go on either one of these or both of them, contact us at spiritualheritagetours.com. That's spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
Truett McConnell University.
My name is Dr. Robert Bowen. I am the Dean of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Mathematics, and I'm an Associate Professor of Physiology. So one of the benefits of being a faculty member at TMU is not only are we allowed to speak the gospel in the classroom and within our areas of discipline, we're encouraged to do so. Everybody needs to know the love of Christ. And so I try to incorporate in my classes, and one of the places that I incorporate in the most is in my office when I have students come in.
Are you called? Visit truett.edu. Today.
Apparently, the men of Sigma Chi at Stanford University have an image problem. The fraternity was shut down in May, but before that happened, a university leader suggested there were some things the frat boys could do to change their image. One of the suggestions involved removing an American flag that was flying outside the fraternity house. Stanford Review reports a university administrator told the young men that Old Glory could be seen as intimidating, aggressive, and alienating. The administrator went on to say if they wanted to break from those stereotypes, they needed to unhoist the flag. The young men disregarded the suggestion, and not long afterwards, the chapter was shut down. Now, we do not know if that was the reason why. Stanford Review suggests there were other issues, but it certainly is telling that Stanford University employs administrators who apparently hate Old Glory. I'm Todd Starnes.
There you go. There's a popular 60s. What, 60s?
I think 60s.
Adam's Family.
A little Blast from the Past.
Blast from the Past. It's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim Wildman and Walker Wildman and J.J. Jasper. And we thank you for listening and playing trivia with us. We're going to repeat our questions that have heretofore gone unanswered.
Heretofore.
How long did it take me to say here to four?
32 minutes in. Yeah.
Here to four. That's one of the earliest times I've used here to four. Here to four is an unappreciated word in the English language.
Yeah. And I think it should. It's in one of those Christmas things. Tiny Tim, here to four. God right. bless you, everyone.
Right. And I just don't want to see it lost.
No.
You know, 10 years from now, 50 years from now, I don't want to see people going, what language are you saying?
Is that even a word?
That's what heretofore. I'm saying. We use heretofore. All right. The phone number to reach us here on Trivia Friday is this, 888-589-8840. 888-589-8840 to call in and be on the air with us. Please don't call if you've gotten on the air with us in the last 4 weeks. Trivia Friday it is. You want to watch the show, go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in Today's Issues. And you can watch Trivia Friday on the Internet. We appreciate everybody listening and watching and playing trivia with us. Let's repeat our questions. Walker, you go first.
All right. In the movie Home Alone 2, how much does Kevin pay for his hotel room? In the movie Home Alone 2, how much does Kevin pay for his hotel room? Second question, the one I incidentally stole from JJ. Name the department store in Miracle on 34th Street. Last question, in the movie A Christmas Story, how many times does Ralphie ask for the Red Ryder BB gun?
How many? So there's a number of times that he asked for it, okay?
Throughout the movie.
All right. JJ, go ahead.
Here's what I got. I have to add some. But the first question is true or false. The name Wendy was made up for the book Peter Pan. There was never a recorded person named Wendy before that book came out. Is that
really?
True or false?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll add another one, I'll add one. What was the name of the Ewing's ranch on the TV series Dallas? What was the name of the Ewing's ranch on the TV series Dallas? Everybody kind of was there waiting with bated breath to see who shot JR, and that was a popular series many years ago. All right, and then third question, another new one. In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion? What was the name of the little elf on Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, I got sort of an apology to make here. You know, I was quoting a song about Wendy. Your question about Wendy caused that
right.
come to mind. So, it was a song from the, I don't know when it was, the 60s, I think it was. But anyway, it's a popular song there. It's 1967. But actually, this song has to do, me not knowing the lyrics, had to do with it being Wendy. Like W-I-N-D-Y.
Right.
Yours is W-E-N-D-Y.
Correct.
So that's why I got the funny looks from people. Yeah. From people
and even JJ didn't know.
JJ didn't know. People in Radio Land out there, you know.
Right. Well, and see, the whole time you were, part of my funny look was I'd suddenly gotten hungry for hamburgers and didn't know why.
That happened. When that song comes up in conversation, that's what happens to people.
Yeah.
They get hungry. Here are my questions. Number one, what inside corn makes it pop? We got popcorn.
Good question.
What inside corn makes it pop? And it's not an attitude. It's something else. My second question, how many breaths does an average human take in a day? And I will take a ballpark figure within 1,000, okay? How many breaths does an average human take in a day? I think you're probably going to be amazed by that. And my third question, a new question from...
Will it take your breath away when you hear the answer?
Yes. That was so bad, it was good. Anyway, what was the... Here's my last question. What was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? You know, you got 10, right? 10? 10 plagues? Yeah. What was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? So, back to the phones, Walker.
All right, Benjamin in Texas. Benjamin, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry
Good
Christmas.
Good morning. Merry Christmas, Benjamin.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
All right. Go ahead and ask. Or I'm sorry, pick a question you would like to answer.
I'd like to answer yours about Home Alone 2.
All right. In the movie Home Alone 2, how much does Kevin spend on his hotel room?
That would be $967.
Well done.
Wow.
Good job, Benjamin.
That's some serious trivia.
Now, is that when he goes to the plaza? Is it called the plaza? Does nobody know? Huh?
Yes.
That is, you're answering I'm correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. You know, that movie was so popular when it came out that all these little kids for 6 months, they made that wide mouth expression, and they put both their hands on their cheeks. You remember?
Oh, yeah. Matt, what was it called? Macaulay? What was the name of the actor?
Yeah, that's Macaulay.
Something or other.
But all the kids would be wide, you know, open mouth, and they'd put both their hands on their cheek, and you'd see them doing that for months and months after the movie.
Good answer. Way to go. Brother, what's your question for us?
I've also got a Home Alone question. What president showed in Home Alone 2?
Donald J. Trump appeared in that movie.
He did?
He did.
What was his...
Congratulations. That's a mystery question.
Send me a shirt.
What part did he play in that?
It was a very brief scene, I believe.
I don't remember. I saw that.
Did he own the hotel? Nobody knows.
I don't know. Do you know?
Go ahead, Benjamin.
I think so.
I saw that when I was looking for Christmas trivia. I saw that bit of trivia that he appeared in that movie, and I thought,
it was the famous Plaza Hotel. I did have that right. I'm looking up on Google, and they're celebrating their 25th anniversary of Home Alone 2. So Home Alone 2, 25, Lost in New York was the name of the movie. All right, wonderful.
And it was in the hotel lobby where the key actor there ran into Donald Trump.
Well, because President Trump, then Donald Trump, the actor or celebrity, he owned the Plaza. So I don't know if he still does or not, but there you go. Great answer. Good deal. Thank you. Appreciate it, brother.
Hey to y'all.
Go ahead. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'd forgotten that Donald Trump appeared in Home Alone 2.
I didn't know that until I saw it just in the last couple of days looking for some Christmas
trivia. Does he have any lines?
I don't know.
I think it's that one brief scene for about a couple seconds.
Okay.
We have to watch for him the next time that we watch the movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Jed, you're in Kansas, right? Jed?
Hello?
Hey, Jed. How you doing, brother? This is Tim.
Professor, how are you this morning?
Doing well. You're calling from the Sunflower State, I see. Where you live in Kansas?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live in Kansas?
Well, I live in a little town called Mapleton, which is near Fort Scott, which is about an hour south of Kansas City.
I got you. Okay.
Hey, Jed, true story. So there are some billboards that said free GED, large billboards near where I live. And a friend of mine's wife, I'm not going to say what color her hair was, they were driving down the road, and she said, what is the deal with Jed? And why are they wanting to free him? I mean, where is he incarcerated? What's going on with Jed that they're putting up billboards trying to get him free? True, that was an absolute true story.
Free Jed.
Oh, my word. Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Hey, Jed. Hey, is Jed short for something?
No, it's Jay is my initial first name. Ed's my second name.
I got you. Well, Jed, ask or answer or both?
Both, please.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I'd like to answer the question on Miracle on 34th Street.
All right. Name the department store that is on Miracle on 34th Street.
I'm assuming since it was the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, it was Macy's.
Hey!
There you go. Job. That's a live cowbell right there.
That's a live.
Y'all, everybody tell me when you want me to stop ringing it. You want me to stop ringing it, JJ?
No, keep going.
Walker, you want me to start
I'm
ringing?
I'm not going
to
tell you to stop.
Okay, Jed, I guess I'll stop. But, Jed, you answered it correctly, my friend. We will send you a T-shirt.
That's right.
Way to go, Jed.
A trivia. By the way, if you want a Trivia Friday / Learning University T-shirt of your own, and you can you just order it off afastore.net for $15. And that includes shipping and handling. $15. Right. But we're going to send you one, Jed. So when we get through with this call, if you'll stay on the line, Pat will get your address and we'll put this in the mail to you, okay?
I'll tell you what else is up.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. I'll tell you what else is up there at store@afa.net. Brian Fisher has a brand new book. It's only been out just for a couple of days about how to get boys make that journey from boys to men. I just started on the book. Excellent book. Encourage you to check that out when you're doing your shopping. Hey, what's your question for us, Jed?
Well, I've got a question about bathroom euphemisms.
Well, what now?
Bathroom euphemisms.
All right.
Why do we say that we're going to the John when we go to the bathroom?
Why do we say we're going to the John when we're going to the bathroom?
Careful on this.
I think bathroom humor?
I think the bathroom, but I've heard this was true or wasn't, but the guy that came up, invented the toilet, his first name was John. That's what I've heard.
That's correct.
Is that it? JJ.
Good job, JJ. So that would make sense while they call it a Porta John.
Right, Porta John. In the old days, they would say going to the John. And last week Ed had a question last week, what is the restroom on a ship called? And that is called the head. So there's all kinds of different, he said, euphemisms.
Interesting.
Yep. All right, Jed. Thank you,
Thanks,
brother.
Jed.
Actually, gentlemen, it was John Crapper that invented the flush toilet. That's why you can go into the John.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I wonder if he got royalties off that deal.
I don't know.
Huh?
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Indoor plumbing changed the world.
Stay on the line so you can then get your address for the shirt.
Well, I don't know if it was indoor plumbing. He's just talking about the John. Anyway, I think we need to stop this, tell him where it could take us. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We'll repeat our questions in a minute. Let's go back to the phones, Walker.
Yeah, we're going to go just north of here to Arkansas, talk to Chris. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good morning, Chris. Morning. Thanks for calling from Arkansas. Appreciate it. You want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
Popcorn.
All right, good. Thank you. Here's the question. That's my question. What is inside of corn that makes it pop?
H2O. Water.
Yes.
Nice. Nicely done.
Water. So if you put So that's what's making, but, you know, there's no, anyway, I don't
know. Does the heat, hey, Chris, do you know if the heat causes the water to then expand or something?
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens. It heats up, and then when it gets the boiling point, it
pops,
expands, and there you go.
Tiny little explosion.
I wonder who first discovered. Do you know who discovered popcorn?
No.
Okay. All right.
Probably scared them. First ones.
That's what I'm thinking.
Threw some of that corn
first
into the
probably
corn
had a, pop.
Campfire.
They probably had a barn fire, an incidental barn fire, and the barn had a bunch of corn in it, started popping everywhere.
I think it goes back to the Indians. I think they knew about popcorn, but I'm not 100% sure about that, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, what's your question for us?
This is Trivia Friday, so college football edition. What was the last team to beat the University of Central Florida?
Hey, you're getting real far away from the radio every once in a while.
Okay.
All right.
What was the last team to beat the University of Central Florida?
Okay, Central Florida has been undefeated the last two seasons. Okay, so you would have
to go, that's a long stretch.
Yeah, you'd have to go back, that long. I'm going to guess, since Chris is from Arkansas.
Oh, there you go.
It's either the Razorbacks or Arkansas State University. It could be them. Well, Chris, which is it?
Red Wolves.
The Red Wolves, yeah. The Red Wolves are, that's Arkansas State right there. So they beat, kidding, they beat Central Florida. Wow, their last team to beat them. Okay.
Yep.
Now,
they beat them in the Cure Bowl. And what's interesting about that is, that's a breast cancer awareness type thing. Anyway, the head football coach, Blake Anderson, his wife, shortly after that, was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it's actually came back, so we'd appreciate prayers for him and his family.
Absolutely.
So. Absolutely. What's her name? But she is the wife
I just blanked on it. Yeah, Coach Anderson's wife.
Okay,
I had it in the back of my mind when you asked.
That's okay.
I can't say it.
That's okay. So, anyway, you live in Jonesboro?
Yes, sir.
California? Okay, wonderful.
Good town.
Yeah, that's
great
where Arkansas
town.
State University is located. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
And Learning University is on the air for another 45 minutes. We welcome your participation as you answer and ask. Let's repeat our questions, Walker.
All right. Last of my original three questions unanswered. In the movie A Christmas Story,
mm-hmm.
how many times does Ralphie say he wants the Red Ryder BB gun?
Mm-hmm.
The next question I'm going to add here is, after which movie does the show Mythbusters experiment whether sticking the tongue on a cold metal pole works or not?
I just think a show about crystal meth is inappropriate.
Is that what I said?
Mythbusters? What'd you say?
Mythbusters.
Oh, I'm sorry.
After a certain Christmas movie,
I misheard you.
Mythbusters
there.
Tested whether your tongue will get stuck on a pole or not in the cold.
Mythbusters.
Yeah.
So the question is whether or not your tongue gets stuck on a frozen pole.
And which movie did Mythbusters take that from?
Which begs the question, what are you doing? Huh?
Valid.
Putting your tongue on a
flagpole
anyway in the first place.
Right.
Who calls the 911 when that happens? And how do you talk to them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if your tongue's stuck to the...
Exactly.
You got to hand the phone to somebody else. Call 911 for you, you know?
Absolutely.
It happens every day somewhere.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you that right now. Go ahead, JJ.
Here's what I've got. Uh-huh. First question, the name, this is true or false. The name Wendy was made up for the book Peter Pan.
Uh-huh.
There was never a recorded person named Wendy before the book was written.
Is that right?
Is that true or false?
All right.
Second question, what was the name of the Ewing's Ranch on the TV series Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you watched Dallas back in the day. What was the name of that famous ranch? Third question, in the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's little elf friend? What was the name of his elf companion?
All right, I got three questions. I can't remember whether I asked this question. I found it in my office, and I couldn't remember where I've asked this question or not. So if I have, I apologize, but maybe we got a new listening audience. But the question is this. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? Did you know this?
No.
Yeah.
Good question.
I thought it came from...
It's going to save me a bunch of money when aspirin. I find out. So I'm just going to get out my chainsaw.
I thought aspirin came from chickens, but evidently, no, that's not right. Which tree's bark is used to produce aspirin? And number two, my question. What was the second plague that God placed on Egypt? And number three, and I'll take this answer within 1,000. But the question is, how many breaths does an average person take in a day? 24-hour period? How many breaths does an average person take? I want the answer to that question. All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. You want to watch the show? Go to Facebook or YouTube and just type in today's issues, and you can there participate as far as interacting with other folks who support and listen to this show. And Walker's with me, and JJ, Ed's out this week. I'm Tim Wildman, and we thank you for listening to American Family Radio. You want to send us an email, comments at afr.net is our address. Comments at afr.net. All right, Walker.
Lene in Kansas, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, Lene.
Good morning. Good morning, Professor Dad. I'm very nervous. I'm sorry about that. Do you guys... I look up to you guys like my dad.
Well, hey, listen, Lene, we put our pants on one leg at a time. JJ doesn't.
I know.
JJ jumps into his. It's a unique thing. You ought to see it sometime. But anyway.
Got a little contraption right there by the bed. It helps me hit the ground running.
But anyway, Lene, we thank you for calling. Where do you live in Kansas?
Peru, Kansas. It's the middle of nowhere.
The middle of nowhere. Okay. Okay, and that's saying something for Kansas right there, if you're saying you live in the middle of nowhere.
Cause, I live on the farm.
You go out in West Kansas, there's a lot of nowhere, right? All right, so anyway, well, do you want to ask, answer, or both?
I want to do both.
All right.
And I want to do the Rudolph question.
Here's the question, Lene. In the 1964 classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what was the name of Rudolph's faithful elf companion?
Ralph.
No.
It's not?
No, it wasn't Ralph.
Not Ralphie? Ralph?
No, Ralphie, that's another show.
Okay. Are you talking about the little guy that was on the Island of the Misfit Toys?
Yeah, I think all right in there is just his elf companion. What was the name of this little elf? Not all Ralph.
Right. All right. Anyway. Lene, incorrect answer, but good try.
Good try.
What's your question for us?
Well, since you guys are on the topic of Christmas, I have a Christmas question for you.
All right.
Who played in The White Christmas with Bing Crosby?
You got Bing. Hold on, don't answer this. This is a movie from the 40s, probably.
The Bing Crosby movie.
No, it was either Fred Astaire. Don't say anything, Lene. We're going to talk amongst ourselves. Walker, you don't have a clue, right?
Mm-hmm. No.
You're going to wait? You're going to just sit this one out? Mm-hmm. Okay, JJ, it's up to you and me. I want to say Fred Astaire.
Let's go with Fred Astaire.
I want to say it's
Fred. I tell you, when you hear Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, that takes everybody that's a baby boomer back to Christmas.
Yeah.
And I saw that was the...
most played.
Number one single, the most selling single, I think, of all time, even up till today, was Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
It may have been Frank Sinatra.
Go with Fred Astaire. I think you're on
anyway,
something.
Lene, I'm going to go with Fred Astaire.
That's wrong.
Okay, what's right?
I'm Danny Kaye.
Danny Kaye.
And now I remember
right.
It, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, they stayed at the Holiday Inn, right?
Yes, they did.
And that's where the Holiday Inn chain, that's how they came up with the name for their chain, was that movie.
Yeah.
They liked that name, and so they started Holiday Inn.
And that song came from that movie, too.
Right.
Great Christmas question.
Yeah, way to go, Lene. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and thank you so much for listening to AFR.
Thank you. Okay, you guys are my lifeblood on Fridays. Yeah. I love you guys very much.
Oh, thank you.
I'll tell you what, Lene. We're going to send you a T-shirt. We're in the Christmas spirit right here.
And you did very well for your first time.
Yeah, you did. Now, since you live in the middle of nowhere, it's going to be a 6 months or so before it gets there, okay?
Because part of the last little part, they're going to have to bring it Pony Express. First part might maybe UPS or FedEx, but then when they hand it off to that guy on horseback, it's going to take a while.
Hey, JJ, Lene, thanks so much. Stay on the phone, and Pat will get your address, and we'll send you the T-shirt, okay?
Thank you. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Hey, real quickly, she says she lives in the middle of nowhere. One time, I was thinking of that story. One time you and Mitchell Toll and Marvin Sanders,
yes,
y'all were going out to Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas to speak for us.
I'm going
to
back up the story. Tim Wildman was in charge of the schedule.
Travel schedule. Even though I wasn't going.
And if I'm lying, I'm dying. He goes over to the map and uses his fingers to say, well, it's only this far.
Because y'all had to speak in Wichita and Borger, right?
Somewhere in Wichita, Panhandle.
And Amarillo.
Right. So he just takes his fingers and says, well, it's only this far. So he flies us into, I don't know where, St. Louis or somewhere. It was bizarre. And we drove like 7 hours to get to our first
Oklahoma City, actually.
It was in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. and then I was trying to split the difference.
A long drive. And then we're backtracking. Well, at one point, when we come into the Panhandle, it looks like we're on the moon.
Oklahoma, Texas,
right there in the Panhandle. So there are no homes, no cities, no trees. It looks like a lunar landscape. So while we're driving, and we've been driving for a little while, and there's nothing happening, there's one of those memorial markers, one of those little historical.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just start whipping off to the side of the road. I'm driving, and Marvin and Mitchell Toll are like, whoa, what are you doing? I said, I got to see what that marker says. I said, there's nothing here. You know, what could it possibly,
right.
Who was born here?
A rock.
What famous happened? I get back, and it says, you're in no man's land. And it said, it said the reason why there's the Panhandle there, you know how a neighbor, like whatever you you get the surveyor to survey it, you say, to be nice, I'm going to go 6 inches over on them, you know, or 3 inches. Everybody did that with the state, and they wound up with a sliver there that's like the Panhandle.
Right.
And it belongs to nobody, and outlaws would go there because it was nobody's county, no state officially,
right.
And so they said, you're in no man's land. So I thought about that when she said she was in the middle of nowhere. It's called no man's land,
Oklahoma.
Or is that what it is?
I guess, or Texas.
Texas or somewhere.
But it's right on the Texas-Oklahoma Panhandle border.
Right, a little sliver there that there's no, it's not deeded to anybody.
But anyway, that's what you get for letting somebody who's not going with you plan your trip.
And it's only this far, right?
Yeah.
Hey, didn't you just use your fingers?
Yeah, I used
my
fingers. I was looking at the map, and I was using my fingers, trying to get you from
Oklahoma City.
Get you to Wichita. And it was either Borger or Amarillo.
Right.
Texas.
That's been 20
get
years
y'all
ago.
Back. Yeah, but right. I remember when y'all got back.
We gave you a lot of grief.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all were saying, like, show us with your fingers how far that is again now. That's real scientific, Tim.
That's why you never got that job for the travel agency. Right. Or they rejected your application.
It's only this far, holding your fingers up on the map. All right, we shall return in 5 minutes, and then we're going to get back to answering phone calls. We've got Ashley in Texas, Eva in Georgia, Carolyn in Ohio, and Raquel, I think it is, in Texas. So, and more calls coming up after the break. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.